In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council will once again take up Mayor Parker's affordable housing initiative this week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
City Council is generally supportive of the mayor's $2 billion plan to build or rehab 30,000 units of affordable housing, but some members would like to see the money distributed differently. While Mayor Parker has reserved some spending for moderate-income families, Council Housing Committee Chair Jamie Gauthier believes the money is more wisely spent on the most vulnerable.
We're not trying to block out anyone from these programs. We just want to make sure that we support the people that, but for that city dollar, they're going to be on the street.
Mayor Parker calls this pitting the have-nots against the have-just-a-littles and appeared unwilling to bend on the spending plan she sent to council in September. Negotiations have been continuing behind the scenes, but Gauthier says it's not clear yet what the final breakdown will be when council's Committee of the Whole resumes a hearing on the plan tomorrow. The mayor's been anxious to get the needed council approval so she can issue bonds for the first phase of the program. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A woman is dead after two Philadelphia police shot her Sunday morning in North Philly. Police located a 35-year-old woman holding a gun to her head along West Erie Avenue near North 9th Street in Hunting Park. Authorities say the two officers ordered the woman to drop her weapon, but she did not comply. Officers say they tased her, she fled, she pointed her gun at them, and then they shot her several times. She died at the hospital. The officers were not hurt. They're on administrative duty as the shooting is investigated. One has been on the force for 2 years. The other is a 3-year veteran. Officials say body cams were activated, but they have not yet released any footage. The number of home fires significantly goes up during the holiday months, often sparked by unattended candles or unsafe decorations. KYW's John McDevitt reports the Red Cross is out with some reminders to keep things safe for the holidays.
The American Red Cross responds to 20% more home fires during winter holiday months than any other time of the year.
Jennifer Graham is the CEO for the Red Cross Southeastern Pennsylvania region. The Red Cross recommends checking cords for fraying. Use flame-resistant decorations and watch those candles.
So really, we recommend considering using battery-operated candles as holiday decor to help to keep your family safe. And if you have to use those traditional candles, making sure that you keep them away from anything that could burn and place them out of reach again from those pets and children. Never ever leave a candle, burning candle, unattended.
Keep Christmas trees 3 feet from heating sources and water real trees daily to keep them from drying out. Having a fire evacuation plan is also recommended. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Christmas pyramid at the center of Love Park has been lit up, summoning Philadelphians to the annual Christmas Village in Center City. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there for the opening weekend of the market.
3, 2, 1, woo! And with that, the new windmill-like Christmas pyramid shone for all to see. The ceremony featured a traditional German Christkind, a young lady from Nuremberg who was selected to embody the spirit of the holiday. Nellie Lukenheimer came all the way from Bavaria to deliver a Christmas prologue.
Look at the plaza, the many faces, and in them shines Philadelphia.
Mayor Sherelle Parker delivered remarks before the pyramid was illuminated and said across the last six Christmas villages, more than 50 local small businesses have been featured in the market, including 17 this year.
That's 50 plus stories of creativity, of determination, and Philly pride that's growing right here.
Tish Byrne has so much pride in her home city, she helped organize a trip to bring 36 people from Western PA to the Christmas village.
I've been to the Christmas markets in Europe. It looks like that. It feels like that. You know, how can you not smile? And if you can't smile, go get a hot toddy. And that'll help you.
At Love Park, Vic Rocupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.